Well, they would have repented long ago. And maybe our cities would repent if they had miracles like in Moses' day. But maybe they wouldn't. You know, once you start seeing miracles, they become sort of mundane. And you begin to question what they mean. I mean, just because someone does a miracle, it could be, as they said of Jesus, they said he casts out devils by the devil. So you begin to question even what you see. So it is not merely always as obvious based on what you see. The doctrine of baptisms, that's plural. But in another place it says there's one baptism. And it's like this, that there is one baptism. But you could be baptized by water and the Holy Ghost. It doesn't mean that those are two. They are one in the Spirit. One faith. Well, does that mean we only believe one thing? One thing. We just believe in one thing. There's one baptism. The baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. By water, by Spirit. That's one. They say, but Paul, it's two. It happens at two different times. Well, faith. What faith is one? It's one faith. You're going to tell me because we believe in more than one thing? Maybe like these six things laid out here, these six doctrines that he talks about, that's not one faith? Six faiths. Six baptisms. I mean, see my point. It is one baptism. In other words, some people allow that passage where he says one faith, one God, one baptism. And they allow that to say like, well, wait a second. The baptism in water and the baptism in the Holy Ghost, maybe we should just have one. Maybe we shouldn't get baptized with water. Maybe we should just get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Maybe we shouldn't get baptized with the Holy Spirit. We should just get baptized with water. And they start getting confused. And this is written that in the writings of Paul, Peter said, there are many things written which are hard to be understood by them who stumble at the word. And many rest. I don't find that wrestling. Personally, for me. Though I see how they do it. I mean, I've observed it. And in the past, I did wrestle as well. But when I got the Holy Spirit and He began to teach me, it changed the way I looked at the Word. And all of a sudden, I had a solution. Now, some people might not agree with what God gave me. And maybe they think, Paul, you didn't receive what you received from God. You received it from a devil. Or from your own mind, right? And not wanting to be blasphemous, right? And that's wise, you know, right? I don't blame them for not wanting to say devil, right? Because they don't want to seem like they're blaspheming what could be from God and the Holy Spirit, right? So they'll say your own heart, safe, right? And I know, it's like, yeah, well, you know, you could be right. But what am I going to do? If God has given me the truth, what's going to happen to me if I don't teach it? And if God hasn't given me the truth, what am I going to do to buy it? What am I going to do to get it? I have to go with what was given me. That's just it. If this is my fate, to follow after this, until God changes things, I have to follow after what He's given me. Otherwise, I will either betray him, or then I'm just, you know, it doesn't help you. If I've been deceived, I kind of have to go with it. What am I going to do? Just sit back and do nothing? That might be safer. But I don't, you know, you look at the parable of the talents, and I don't see that as being a very safe option. Sit back and do nothing. You remember what happened to the guy who just buried his talent, right? Was thrown out where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, so I think I would definitely rather go for it. Especially now. Because I know what it was like to have doctrine and not understand, but think I understood. And I know that when the Holy Ghost came, that was very different. And this is very different. So to me, it's very clear. The distinction is absolute. So baptisms, we want to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins in water. It is, and people, some people, oh, you don't have to. Well, it says, you know, there are a lot of things it says, right, about baptism. And most of them indicate that it was something that every person who is offered a baptism, no one ever says, I don't need to do that. You know, they always accept, right? And he says, it is the answer of a good conscience towards God. It seems kind of silly, right? You just go in and you get baptized in water. They put you under the water, you come out. We do show his death, his burial, right, in our baptism. Christ was baptized. If there was anyone who ever had an excuse not to be baptized, it was Jesus. I don't need to wash away my sins. I don't have any. But he says it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. It was appropriate that he should do it to fulfill everything righteous. And also as an example, we are to conform to the image of Christ. And the fact that Christ was baptized, to me as a Christian, says I ought to be baptized. To me, it's a very simple question. To refuse baptism, do you have to absolutely be baptized? People often cite like the thief on the cross. And I think that's a good example because there was a man who hung on the cross, right? He had everything necessary for salvation, apparently. Faith towards God, right? I mean, he believed, I mean, not necessarily that all the trappings, God can save based on his mercy alone. Nothing else. I mean, you know, God doesn't need us to do anything or anything that even happened to us. He could save us instantly by his own will without any input from us. It's entirely his prerogative. But still, that man had a few things. He had repentance. He had contrition. You know, he believed in Christ at that moment at least, right? Maybe he was baptized. Maybe he wasn't though, right? Maybe he never got baptized. I mean, he was stealing, right? But a lot of people got baptized back then, and maybe he was. Who knows? But let's say he wasn't. He didn't either have it. If he wasn't, when he hung there, he had no opportunity, right? And so, reasonably, I think it's God's, you know, that's fine. God can save anybody without any washings, right? But if I have opportunity to be baptized and I refuse it, what does that say about me? Because the fact that you do not want to be baptized says something. It says something. You know? And I'm sorry I say you know a lot. But anyways, you know, it says something. It really does. And I can't presume to say what it says for each individual. Because I don't know. You know, what's in their heart? Why not, you know?